Bob Conrad, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Who's proposing this bill and what reasons have they given?
The bill is sponsored by Assembly members Amber Joyner of Reno and Michael Sprinkle of Sparks. And the reason that was given was because many municipalities, some say most, around the country do have fluoride in water, public water supplies.
And what are the benefits that they tout of having fluoride in the water supply?
Some of the experts say that it's a relatively inexpensive way to basically improve public health via, you know, helping folks that might have issues with their teeth and aren't getting enough of the right, you know, chemicals or fluoride or whatever with proper dental practices. So some people say that this is just an effective way to prevent tooth decay, essentially.
It sounds like a fairly simple idea, but there's actually been a lot of vocal opposition. Who's not in favor and why?
I would divide the opposition into two camps. There's, you know, a very vocal group who is opposed to fluoridation on the issue that they believe is not healthy. They believe it's poisoning the water supply. They believe that government should not be involved in this kind of intervention on a public health level. So there's those folks, even though, you know, experts overwhelmingly agree that fluoridation is not harmful, that it does enhance public health relatively inexpensively. The other group that's opposed to this are the policymakers, and they have two primary complaints as I see it. One is that in 2002, there was a countywide vote basically against fluoridation. 58% of the population voted against it. So the Truckee Meadows Water Authority Board cited that as one reason for why they were going to oppose this bill. They consider this a circumvention of the will of the voters. The other reason is potential cost. The Tumwa Board is saying that this is going to be an approximately $70 million hit to ratepayers. And Tumwa is already in the process of raising rates, which is a whole nother story. And so on top of that, this would be another, what one board member said, a huge hit against the ratepayers.
Bob Conrad, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.